Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Wednesday edition of the show. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out this hour by going to the phones, because this is the show by your calls. So let's talk to Rhea on the amplifier line, calling from Florida. Rhea, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi there. The reason I was calling was about the custody issue.
Yeah, we were talking, just to recap, because it's a new hour. People are joining us in different markets. Last hour, Mark, you brought an issue to the table about a woman who had custody of her child. It was ordered, for some reason, by a judge and some doctors that this child needed to have a certain kidney operation, and she decided that wasn't what she wanted. Again, she had custody of her own child, so she abducted her child from the hospital. They found her, arrested her, threw her in jail, $500,000 bond. The child had the operation. Now custody has been given over to the husband. And, of course, this begged, you know, the question, well, who should be able to decide what happens to their children? Should parents be the sole arbiters of whether or not an operation is performed? Or should it be up to a judge? Should doctors be able to override the decisions of a parent? With that said, what was your comment?
Well, basically, I don't know what state this happened in.
Seattle,
but I
Washington.
Know, like, in Florida, for example, most times, I mean, most parents have, like, joint parental rights where they both have to make the decision on medical. Mm. It's not just straightforward, you know, mom has custody, dad has custody. Usually when they say that, it's, like, who actually has, like, possession of the child. So that's where it does get a little hinky. So I remember one of you made a comment about, you know, always having to go to court over, you know, issues. But as far as, you know, whether or not it would be considered abuse, I guess it would depend upon the reason why they're doing it. Religious beliefs is hard because anybody can claim that. I mean, you could start your own religion tomorrow and say, well, you know, I decided I didn't want my kids to have, you know, a $30,000 surgery because, you know, my religion says I shouldn't.
Right, and there are people that, as we pointed out, there are people that believe that their children shouldn't ever see doctors.
Right. Well, I mean, there, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of beliefs, and I think this is something that's been going on for, you know, quite some time. But it's such a fine line between what's considered abuse and what's considered someone's belief system. And how can you disprove whether or not someone really believes in something versus they just don't want to do it?
I see that, and it makes it difficult. I mean, could I, for political reasons, or, you know, whatever reason I want, not get my child treated? I guess is where it comes down to.
What if you couldn't afford it?
It seems so weird. You know, I mean, I believe in homeopathic medicine to a point, but if I have a gunshot wound, I'm going to the hospital, you know?
Okay.
I'm not going to try to stuff herbs in it.
Well, yeah, but you also have to think that, too. I mean, there's been instances where, you know, it started off as something really minor, and, I mean, being someone who does not have any medical training, they have no idea that it's something that can progress into
sure.
a life-or-death situation, and then the child's died.
Mm.
So it's hard to be able to make a determination saying, you know, oh, well, they just have a cold, they'll be fine,
and,
you know, next thing you know, it's pneumonia.
As sad as I think it is, these parents that don't want their kids to have medical attention, and they do exist, in fact, Melissa, your parents were that way in many cases, as sad as I think that is, I think that we should just live and let live, and I think that we should allow these parents to be bad parents, and unfortunately, some kids are going to suffer the consequences, but kids everywhere are always suffering the consequences of their parents being bad, whether it's from the medical aspect or whether it's their parents just being abusive and horrible to them. I mean, there's only
right.
so much that we can do to influence the decisions of others, and as Mary Ruart has put it so eloquently, when you try to control others, you yourself will, of course, find yourself being controlled. So I take the hands-off aspect, and at worst, I think we should, you know, ostracize them. Oh, you don't want to take your kids to the hospital? Well, maybe I just won't talk to you ever again. That sort of thing.
Right. Well, then it comes down to, do you sit back and allow somebody to have that much control over someone else's life? I mean, because that baby, once it's born, it's another human being. I mean, do you allow someone to, you know, deny it, you know, the basic necessities, which would be, I mean, some form of medical care, you know.
Would I allow it? I probably would, because I just don't care enough. But I think there are people out there that do care enough to where if they saw a child being abused and they really did care a lot about it, they would just go and kidnap that child in order to get it out of the abusive home. Then if the parent, let's, you know, instead of talking about the operation, let's just talk about a parent that's just physically abusing the hell out of a child. I mean, beatings, bleeding, that sort of thing. If you were to abduct that child, obviously you'd be sort of guilty of kidnapping, right? Because you're not supposed to steal someone else's child. However, the child was being beaten, and if you had evidence of that happening, then when the parents came to you and filed a lawsuit saying, hey, we know you stole our child and we want him back, well, then you could take it to court and say, well, look, jury, here's why I stole their child. Here's some photos and some video and some audio tape of these parents beating their child. Now, leave it in the jury's hands. Do you think the jury is going to rule that the child should be given back to the abusive parents? Or is the jury going to rule that you, as the beneficial kidnapper in this case, would be able to keep it?
But, Ian, first of all, what they're going to do is say they'll put the child in foster care. That's what would happen.
I'm not talking about in today's world. I'm talking about in a situation where a jury would be able to decide on a case like that, not where some judge is just going to override and throw the child to the state. I mean, it seems clear to me that somebody who had kidnapped a child in that instance would be doing it out of the best interest for the child.
It doesn't give you
that doesn't always happen. Because, like, for myself, I work as a guardian ad litem for the court, so I deal with kids who are removed from their homes. And you have a lot of instances where someone believes it's happening, and they really truly believe something bad is happening to that child. And, you know, they call us in, and come to find out, I mean, there's nothing really there. So, I mean, you're going to have instances where people are kidnapping other people's kids saying, oh, well, I think they were being beaten and abused.
Well, that's why I'm saying they'd have to have evidence. I mean, if you walked into a courtroom and said, well, so-and-so's beating his kid, but you didn't have anything to back that up, then I think the jury would probably give the kid back to their parents.
And hopefully put you in jail.
Yeah, for kidnapping.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Right. Rhea, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Life to the Free Talk Radio.
Hey, how are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Right. They got their precedence already with nullification of parental permission. Right now, if you got like a 14-, 15-year-old daughter in high school that gets pregnant, they could kill your grandchild behind your back.
Yeah. This is true. You don't have to get parent permission anymore.
Right. So they really could do whatever the heck they want, I guess. And that's, if you think about it, that's what happened when Rome let the Gauls in. They started taking advantage of the people's children and everything, and that's what really got them ticked off and started the decline.
So you're concerned with the teenager being able to choose on their own healthcare decisions without the parents' knowledge. That's what you're bringing up?
Well, yeah, that's what's going on in some high schools right now. Your daughter could go to the school nurse and say that she got pregnant and don't want the parents to know, and they'll set you up with an abortion.
Personally, I you're probably not going to like this, Dave, on my part.
But that's killing my grandchild behind my back.
I understand, but it's not your grandchild. It's your daughter's child.
No, because that daughter is in my custody. She's a minor.
Yeah,
I'm responsible for
her. I understand that. But
so that's killing my grandchild.
I see how you're coming from on that, Dave. But it, you know, look at it from this perspective.
All right, then the government's
allowed
to kill our generation.
Hang on, slow down for just a second, and look at it from this perspective. There are a lot of kids out there that have parents that are very abusive, very dangerous people, to the point where if these parents find out that their kids might be pregnant, might have been engaging in some sexual activity, they might try to beat their kids. They might hurt them. Maybe they're afraid to tell their parents.
Well, they're just afraid they're going to get punished or something. They're not going to get beat. So that's all right to kill my grandchild?
It's not yours, Dave. You're not the one that's bearing the child.
I have to agree with Dave.
Say if my child gets pregnant, she's 15, and I could say, honey, that's okay, you made a mistake. I love you. I'll take care of the baby until you get on your feet, and then you could come and get your child.
Well, Dave,
But the school teacher says, no, this is going to ruin your career and everything.
Dave,
so they kill my
man.
Grandchildren.
If you've got a good enough relationship with your daughter to where she would come to you and tell you she's pregnant, then that's a good sign. You don't have to worry about her going behind your back. The problem is The problem is when you don't have a good enough relationship, when you aren't communicating with your children, and they're scared to come and talk to you about these sorts of things.
As long as that kid's living under my roof, you got to ask me.
You're going to take Dave's position. We'll come back and discuss this a little bit more because apparently you think you own your kid. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phones, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Wednesday, this is the show. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And join us online. freetalklive.com is the website. We've got the wiki available for you with over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go and edit the wiki yourself. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to explore. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. By the way, Mark and I, we're both signers of the first 1,000 pledge. And the first 1,000 pledge essentially says that we're going to be the first 1,000 people to move to the Free State as part of the Free State Project. And over 350 people have now signed the first 1,000 pledge, which is good news. It means we're over a third of the way there. However, the bad news is we've got less than half a year to get the remaining two-thirds, or just under two-thirds. So I think we need to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
If you're considering this, give it some more serious thought and get on board at freestateproject.org. Because, hey, if it happens, if we get to 1,000 signers by the end of this year, that's great. It's awesome. If it doesn't happen, we're going anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
these are the people that are committed. They're going.
Absolutely.
The Free State Project is going to happen.
All right. So back to the subject at hand here. We were talking to Dave in Montana a moment ago about this idea of parental notification. And, Mark, you took Dave's side of this. You believe that a female teenager who is pregnant should have to notify her parents of her intentions to get an abortion. Actually, would you also say that she'd have to get their permission as well, not just notification, but also get their permission?
Right. I don't know if she has to get their permission. There has to be notification in the sense that I believe that if a government entity should not be undermining my authority as a parent by going around and advocating and giving abortions to my teenage daughter without my knowledge.
What if she's paying for the abortion on her own and it's not coming from a government entity?
Then, as far as I'm concerned, I'm still being undermined by that doctor. You know, it's
so,
my house.
So you should
know
everything that goes on in your teenager's life. So if your teenager's on birth control, then you should know about that. If your teenager
when it comes to medical decisions, I believe that's true.
Having sex, you should know about every single instance of sex.
I think that if a teenager is having sex, she's probably having sex with a teenager, and therefore he's not really liable for informing me of his. Now, if she's having sex with a doctor who's aborting, yes, I should.
Melissa, as a former teenage girl, how do you feel about this one?
You know, this one's a really touchy subject for me. Personally, I don't feel that, honestly, I don't feel like the parent should have to know. If the teenager is 15 or 16 years old, it's her decision to abort the baby on her own if she feels that there's going to be a problem
totally
raising the child or even some type of repercussion from the parents. Now, I do understand where Mark's coming from.
Do you want
to
fly on an airplane that a 15-year-old girl's flying?
Depends on...
What's the issue there?
Well, I'm just telling you that these people are not capable of normal, what we consider adult decision-making process.
Well, what if she'd been flying that plane since she was 6 years old?
I'm asking you, do you want to fly on an airplane that a 15-year-old girl is flying?
The airplane is... that's not even related.
She is not an adult and can't make adult decisions.
It doesn't matter. The decision...
And if she wants to make that decision, shit's fine. Then she should be able to do it. I should be able to kick her out of my house if that's what she wants to do.
In the case of an airplane ride, you're at their your survival happens to depend on their discretion.
That's why I'm giving you that scenario so you understand that person isn't capable of adult decision making.
Okay, well, there's only two possible decisions. She either goes through with the baby or she doesn't have the baby. In my opinion, the most adult decision in that case is to not have the baby.
What if I want to raise the child?
It's not your child, sir.
It's
hers.
My damn house, sir.
Well,
and she's living in it rent-free and lying to me. Well, how am I going to do that if no one tells me, Ian?
Oh, poor baby. You need a law then, don't you?
I don't.
Mr. Mark needs a law.
I need some support from society.
Legally, you can't kick her out, though, if she's under the age of 18 and you're her parent.
I'm telling you what I think things should be like.
Uh-huh.
And she should be able to get an abortion if she wants to get one. But I should be able to not allow someone in my house that doesn't have, has an abortion.
So you'd like to have a
law. It's my house.
So you'd like to have a law passed that forces all children to be honest with their parents at all times?
I think that...
Or is it just on this one issue where you want honesty?
I think that medical providers should be responsible for telling me before they do some kind of medical procedure on my child?
What if the medical provider has been lied to by your child? What if your child, and lots of kids do this, they get their hands on, say, fake identification that might say they're 18 or 21 years old because maybe they want to buy cigarettes and alcohol. You know how kids are. They do that sort of stuff. So they take the fake ID in and say, I'm 21. I want to get an abortion. And then the doctor doesn't think anything of it. He just, you know, goes through the process. And at that point, he's ignorant. Do you still blaming him for it?
Well, I think that he should have to, you know, some
double
kind of
check, verify, triple check.
Some kind of reasonable standard for, you know, knowing that the kid's telling the truth. If she comes in with a little piece of paper that says ID written in crayon on it, and it says, I'm 21.
Mark.
Well, I'm just saying, there are people out there that want to give abortions so badly that that's what they would. Well, here's the ID.
Let's talk to Marielle in New York. Marielle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to weigh in on the whole subject. Well, I mean, what you were talking about earlier about how you need to have, and you have to be 18 to buy cigarettes, and you have to be 21 to buy alcohol. I mean, I think we all agree that that's sort of silly as a law in general.
I agree, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know about
18. I mean, the thing with the Parental Notification Act, or whatever it is that you're requiring a business to let them know, to let the parents know, to call the parents up. And, I mean, the real question is, should they have to do that for other things? I mean, if you have a 10-year-old kid go into a grocery store, they can buy a stick of gum, but there's certain things they can't buy. And so there's these sort of governmental rules in place to determine what parents should be concerned about what their kids are doing. I mean, I personally think it's the parents' responsibility to keep track of their kid. And if the kid, I mean, if the kid's 13 or whatever, how does the kid end up going whatever an hour away to go get an abortion? How does that happen without the parents knowing? I mean, I know what my parents kept really good track of me. Even when I was 16, they knew where I was going every day.
Good point.
That the parents aren't, if the parents really that concerned about what the kid is doing, and if they're really concerned about the possibility of her having an abortion, they should be paying attention. There shouldn't be a law in place to say, oh, well, your kid came and decided she wanted to have an abortion.
I like your analogy to the gum thing, because there's plenty of parents out there that don't want their kids to be eating sugary cereals, and they don't want them to be eating candy and that sort of thing. So should we also require grocery stores to notify parents whenever children are in the stores, or should we just refuse sales of candy and anything that might harm children's teeth to children, because they don't know how to make decisions, Mark?
I don't have any problem with laws in place that say that businesses can't sell to tobacco to kids that are under 18.
We're talking about candy.
Candy?
Yeah, candy.
I
we're talking about parents.
I think that's extreme.
We're talking about parents that don't want their kids to do certain things, whether it be an abortion or eating candy. How many laws do we really need here? And Marielle, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Are you a parent? If you've got something to chime in here, we would like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. How far should the law go to mandate that your kids communicate with you? It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. We're inside Hour 2 of the Wednesday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show awaits you on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. You just go and download them. There's no logging in or membership fees or anything like that. Just grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. We're still talking about this issue about parental notification. And actually, what started this was Dave from listening on KGEZ just happened to mention it during his call, and we sort of went off on this tangent as to whether or not parents have a right to know whether their kids, or specifically their female children, are in the process or going to have an abortion. And, Mark, you're pretty vehement in saying that, you're, as I understand it, your kids are your kids, and you deserve to know when they're going to do something to their body. Basically,
When they're going to get a medical treatment, yes, I think that I deserve to know that.
Wait a minute. I need to know, is this only when they're living under your roof?
That's correct.
So if you have a 15-year-old or even, let's say, 14-year-old that's running, they're not living with you or anything like that?
For the sake of freedom, I think that I think that kids should be able to make their own decisions. I believe that they are capable of making, you know, they should be allowed to make their own decisions. But in the... In being allowed to do that, I should be allowed to be informed completely about that. I mean, they can't...
Really, what I see this as from you is being a crybaby. You're essentially sitting here saying,
oh my God.
Eh,
I don't have a good relationship with my kids, and so I want a law to be passed to force them to communicate with me, which is essentially what you're saying here, because if you have a good relationship with your children, if you've got an open, honest relationship where your kids are not afraid to come and talk to you about adult issues, whether it be sex or drugs or drinking or, you know, a lot of these things.
Is that the kind of parental situation that you think is best?
Where kids aren't afraid to talk to me?
Yeah.
You're darn right it is.
Well, screw what you think, okay? I don't care what you think.
Should be afraid to talk to you?
I don't care what you think about my parenting.
Uh-huh.
I think that I should be supported by society as a whole.
The law.
I do believe
that
there should be a law.
I have a bad relationship with my kids, so I want the law to back me up. Let me finish my point here, Mark. My point is that if your relationship with your children is so lousy to the point where they're frightened of coming to you, frightened about coming to dad to tell him or mom to tell him about what's going on in their lives, whether it's mom, dad, I smoked marijuana for the first time last weekend, or I'm thinking about doing some drugs, or I want to get drunk, or I'm pregnant. You know, whether it be, these are adult issues that a lot of kids honestly are scared S-less to talk to their parents about. For whatever, there's a variety of reasons why. Maybe they're afraid of a violent lash out from their parents. Maybe they're afraid of some severe penalties and punishment.
Maybe they're
afraid that their parents just won't understand the situation they're in. On the other side of that, there are kids that don't mind coming to talk to their parents. There are parents and children that have this relationship where these issues can be discussed. In which case, those parents aren't out there pounding the pulpit asking for this law because they're not concerned. They know their kids are going to come to them when they have an issue. So because you have such a lousy relationship, you are coming to the lawmakers and saying, please pass a law. My parenting skills are lacking and I need you to make up for it. That's how I see this. That's what you're doing.
Thanks for your opinion. Yeah. I think it stinks. And the fact is, they should support me in that. You could have the best relationship in the world. Somebody can get a hold of your kid and twist their little head up and tell them all kinds of crazy things. And
right. Because if you've had a really good relationship with your kid for 14 years, all of a sudden one person's going to be able to come in and twist their head up.
Sorry,
like that.
Young people are easier to trick than older people.
Melissa, did you have anything on this one?
No, the only thing that I would say about this is that I think Mark's wrong on the whole situation. And this coming from someone who had a lot of difficulty talking to my parents, I was very afraid of what my parents would do. And I think at the age of 13, I realized there was nothing for me to be afraid of. And I spoke my mind with my parents, and
really?
I'm very glad that I did.
What happened?
I just told them anytime after I had sex the first time, I let them know. There was no hard feelings with that. I told my parents originally I was banned from dating until I was 18. I wasn't allowed to date.
What if you knew that? What if you knew that your dad was likely to say slam your head into a metal pole if you found out something like that?
That sounds like something my dad might have done at that time.
Really? You had the courage to tell him even though you were afraid of physical violence?
Yes, I did. I told my father, basically, you can either, if it was a pregnancy, I would tell him you can either support me on this or not. But the particular instance that I was referring to was when I was dating someone and I just basically told him, I'm going to see him whether you like it or not. Do you want me to sneak around behind your back or do you want to know about it?
Good point. And that could apply here as well, where in the case of Mark, you're not actually, I want to clarify your position again, you're not saying that you should be able to control whether or not they have the abortion, which is good. I'm glad that you're not saying that.
I don't think you should be able to make your daughter have an abortion if you don't want them to have it.
Or prevent them from having one if you, you shouldn't be able to prevent them either. You just want to know about it.
I simply believe that I should be informed.
All right, we're going to Carmen in Tennessee. Ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Carmen.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just talking to whoever picked up, and I want to say, your show is amazing. Like, I've been listening to a couple podcasts, and they're great.
Well, thanks. Like, glad you're out there. So
yeah, I'm really from New Jersey, and we're on vacation now, and I've been listening to them, you know how they're like 2 hours long and stuff like that, and I love it. So keep them along. I was just listening to one. It was great. Like, it was talking about how, like, gay marriage and stuff like that. And I'm 15. I'm a homosexual, and I'm out to my parents and everything. And, I mean, I don't tell them everything. Like, you guys are just talking about teenagers and abortions and stuff. And, I mean, I was just dating this 19-year-old. And I told him that, and they kind of freaked. And I kind of understand because they're older and I'm probably babbling.
are you a male or a female?
I'm a male. I probably sound like a real freaking faggot right now. But
it's okay.
Well, it's just your name was Carmen, so I was a little confused.
Yeah, that's true. It's, yeah.
Got it.
I'm Italian, so you know.
Well, that explains it.
Understood. All right, so you're out with your parents in regards to your homosexuality, and where were you going with that point? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Just like a lot of teenagers don't tell people everything, like their parents. Like, you guys are talking about relationships and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't have the greatest relationship with my mom, but we're getting there. You know, like, it's just when you're younger, you don't want them to hear everything and be on your back. So I totally understand that they want to be on your back and everything. But it's just, you know, they're just parents. Like, you gotta get used to it.
Well, I think that more kids should talk with their parents. The the part I get concerned with is the parents that are violent, the parents that are likely to lash out and harm their children. It's one thing to say, well, I want to know so I can kick my kids out of the house. At least then you're not hurting them physically. You're just, you know, removing them from your premises. But it's another thing when the parent wants to beat the living daylights out of their children for disobeying them. And that's when I really get concerned about laws that Mark is advocating here. Carmen, thanks for the call, and we look forward to hearing from you again. And glad you like the show. 800-259-9231 to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Hey, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian, you're going to have fun with me, man. You're going to have real fun. Look, I'm like the guy that you would say that is in the backwoods, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm way, way ahead of you. I'm a student of history, and you're falling way down the wrong road on this, buddy.
What do you mean?
Well, this is how the Nazis worked in Germany. They took a good group of moral people, and they took parenting away from the parents and gave it to the children. You turn people in if they have a gun. You turn people in if they're not part of the Nazi party. Kids have rights over their parents. The parents still have to feed them, still have to educate them and support the kid as they go to the Nazi Hitler youth groups.
Wow, now, I think that's a long shot from what I'm talking
about.
No, it's not.
If Mark said, "Doctor, you do an abortion on my daughter, I'm going to take you out the backyard and beat you up." Mark's going to jail for violence. And that doctor is taking a fetus, which I call a baby, out of that girl with
a knife. Wait a minute. I'm going to hang on to you, but I want to check something before we hold you over. Are you advocating that parents should be able to prevent this procedure?
I'll let you know on the break.
Okay, good. Nice sell, Mike. Hang on.
Excellent.
We're going to come back to you. Mike, calling in from KGEZ. You can take control of the airwaves as well. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. How much control over kids should parents have? It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular job a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. And you get to bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, though. We've been focusing on the issue of parental rights, so-called. Mark, you believe that parents should be notified when it comes time for instance, their daughter to, she's looking for an abortion, she's a teenager, she wants to get an abortion, parents should be aware of this sort of thing. Now, you don't take it to the point where parents should be able to prevent the abortion from happening, but I'm thinking that maybe Mike does, and he didn't answer the question directly before the break, so maybe he will now. Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, in the age of designer babies in England, you can design your baby, and if you don't like it, you can abort it. I think homosexuals should jump on to the anti-abortion deal, because if a father finds out his daughter's going to have a homosexual baby through the chromosome network, then he's going to encourage her to get an abortion. I think what happens is in the past we had a lottery on the deal. You didn't know what you're getting rid of, but now we know if we're going to get rid of a black child, or if we're going to get rid of a Down syndrome child, or a homosexual child. And I think what happens is we move into this so-called free, actually we're getting controlled. It's more like the Matrix is in control than we are in control. And there is, and you're like going off of Mark about laws and laws of this. What Mark's saying is he doesn't want a law, and the law that backs up a girl can go have an abortion. Hey, look, there's a reason why they recruit people at 18 and not 35. Hello. They can't make the right decision. When I was 18, I thought I was on top of the world.
Sure.
I'm 35 now. And I totally understand where I was wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not my fault. It's just that I'm developing.
I'm a little confused. Are you saying that parents should or should not be able to control whether or not their kids have an abortion?
Hey, look. Why do we have to abort a fetus? Why can't we abort a 6-year-old or a 12-year-old? Why can't we abort that 15-year-old girl while she has the baby in her? I mean, where are we going to stop with abortion? There's children armies running all over Africa. Why are they children armies? Because they can control them. when you start putting the power in the youth, oh, man, I tell you what, we're going to move right into the neocon Nazi state, and you're helping it along.
Well, actually, I'm not helping anything along in that form. I'm not calling
for law. When you allow abortion, all of a sudden they're going to say, well, this guy's a free thinker because we can see through his chromosome network that he's going to be one of those kind of libertarians or constitutionalists. Let's abort that.
But, Mike, when you disallow abortion, when you pass a law against abortion, then it just goes underground and you have a war on, a prohibition on abortion. I don't know about you, but the war on drugs hasn't worked so well. The war on terrorism is resulting in more terror. The war on poverty is doing us more
murder. Why should murder and rape be any different than abortion? Why don't we just say murder and rape's okay?
Because you're hurting another living individual in that case. Now we're getting out of the abortion topic.
Ooh.
That's not really
I you're saying a baby inside a woman's womb isn't living.
And this is somewhere that people are always going to disagree, Mike. People are always going to disagree on this. Melissa?
You can argue that.
Yeah, we will argue it forever. It's a pointless round and round topic. But since we do have a lady in the studio, I'd like to have her on this one.
I'm just wondering. I mean, do you think that aborting, say, a 3-month fetus, that fetus actually has feeling? Is that what you're getting at?
Hey, have you ever seen a video of a 3-month old fetus and when they took a needle and poked it in the thing, it screamed?
No, I haven't seen that video.
Yeah, well, that's like people have never seen the 9/11 truth videos, and they just go along with a hook, line, and
well,
sinker
sir,
story.
Well, sir, if what you're talking about is that causing pain to a living being is a bad idea, then are you also against killing chickens and cows and that sort of thing because they feel pain too?
And jellyfish too, man. Come on. Modern history says that mankind is above the animals.
Look, I agree with you. I have no problem with slaughtering animals to eat them and that sort of thing, but you're saying that a baby in a womb, which has absolutely no intellect or intelligence whatsoever, it has no life experience, it can't even see yet, you're telling me that just because it can cry and scream means that it deserves to live a life, Mike?
And some people ask that about 15-year-olds.
Now, Mike, I have a question. I have a question for you here. This is sort of a scenario, and you have to pick one side or the other. Which one's better in sort of the universe? Which is better, some woman aborting a fetus at under 3 months, say 2 months, I don't know, as soon as she figures it out, or her carrying it to term and having it for a day or two or a week and then smothering it to death in its crib?
I get to pick?
You have to pick between those two.
I say smother the mother.
Well, you think those are easily the same thing?
Well, they're both murder.
Okay,
exactly
the same thing. Okay, great.
That's that. Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm sorry, the baby in the fetus has no feeling.
He believes it. That's all I'm saying. He believes where he's coming from.
Say it's never going to be resolved.
Right.
It's never going to end because there are always going to be people that feel the way that we do.
Sure.
And, you know, for personally, I think it's just a parasite. Until it becomes separated from the mother, it is something that is living off of her. And if mom dies, then the baby's going to die. I mean, it's not a separate living being at all. But again, we can't argue this. So let's go on. Let's talk to Jeff in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind, sir?
Wow, after that call. I think parents have the right to know, and I would hate to see that go away, but I also want to say this, that if parents are doing their job, they're most likely not going to have to be faced with that decision.
I would say that's true.
I agree with you 100% on that.
I think if parents are doing their job, the kids are going to come to them and tell them what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, and when I say this next part, there's people listening who may know who I am, but I'm a repair technician, and I'm in a lot of homes, and I meet a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
And when you look at what teachers today deal with trying to do their job, if parents today would understand two things, one, it's not about the sex and the pleasure. It's a responsibility issue, and those two things that I want to say are this. It's a parent's responsibility to teach respect for other people and for authority, and to teach character morality. And I combine those two things because I think they're very, they're not separable, okay?
I would teach my kids to question authority personally, not respect it, but that's just a personal choice.
Well, you can question and still respect.
I think that authority, if there is authority, then they have to earn respect. I don't believe that authority should be given respect simply because they have a badge and a gun.
Wait a minute. Do you think, Ian, that you're that you would have to earn the respect of your own child? Is that what you're saying?
I think that earning respect is very important in my life. And if you want respect from me, whether or not you're an authority or just another person, you have to earn it. I don't think that you can dole out respect simply based on someone's age or their political status.
Well, okay, let me explain what I mean by respect. I think we're talking about two different things.
Okay.
You have the right to live your life not being attacked by somebody who just feels like attacking you. That's what I'm talking about respect is you know, not feeling like you can impose on that person.
I would agree with that. Very
okay.
Good.
So when I talk to teachers and they talk, you know, we talk about the things that are going on with kids today, I see those two things as root problems. Okay, now this guy who was just on the phone, he obviously believes what he believes.
Sure he does.
Okay, if a guy like that or the previous caller aren't involved in their kids' lives, talking to their children, my two oldest daughters are 16 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you today neither one of them has ever had sex. I know that for a fact.
Really?
My children are not afraid to talk to me.
That's good.
They are not afraid to talk about sex. My children have never smoked a cigarette. They have never done drugs. I know that for a fact. They work with kids who do.
And if they did, would they be fearing physical retribution on your part?
Absolutely not. And, you know, and the reason for that is my personal beliefs are that I am an example to my children of who God is. And I believe that the God I serve is a loving God. And when my children come to me, I don't want them to fear repercussions. You know, it's like we were sitting around the dinner table one night talking, and my kids said to me, what would be the worst thing that we could do that would cause you to kick us out of the house? We're talking at 18 or older, okay?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I had to think for quite a long time, because the first thing that went through my mind is if they started doing drugs, I would not want them away from me. I want to walk through it with them.
Sure.
If they started drinking, I want them right where I know what's going on and can help them through it.
Right. As
bad so I sat
as
there and I thought about it, and I said, you know, I suppose if you brought a young man home and said, Dad, by the way, he's spending the night, that I would say it's time for you to rent a place of your own.
Interesting.
And both of them, in unison, looked at me, their mouths dropped open, and they said, what kind of daughters do you think you're raising?
Wow.
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's slip in Wolfgang, listening on KCXL in Kansas City. Hello, sir.
Hello. This is the show that you can take control of the airwaves. Is that right?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling for an action plan here in Kansas City.
Really?
And all over the country, actually.
What sort of action plan?
Well, I run In Your Face TV. You might have heard of us.
Never. What is it?
Okay. Well, we're the Patriot Action TV network, and a lot of the listeners out there probably have press passes from us.
Hmm.
And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be following Fox News all over the country.
And?
Well, if you see them do a live remote, wherever you are, you take your camera and start going asking the host or the anchor pertinent questions about the 911 movement.
Oh,
and
I
get it
see.
On tape.
Oh, well, very interesting, and best of luck with that, Wolfgang. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...